Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
I got to thank everybody for intending to scram to the Morning Scramble this morning.
Thank you. Yes.
Intention. I'm going to now name them.
Thanks, everybody, for scramming this way.
Aaron.
Keep going.
Aiden. Oh, shoot. Sorry, Abe, I missed you.
Sorry.
I was trying to do it alphabetically.
My bad. All the scrambillions.
Arnold. What?
Palmer.
Arnold Palmer is a listener?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Someone's drinking an Arnold Palmer.
Right at 6:02 in the morning, you think somebody just mixed iced tea and lemonade?
Perhaps.
Really?
I don't know. That's been my family's go-to drink of the summer.
Yeah.
So we've been doing that a lot.
It's curious that there are
not in the morning
beverages for times of day.
Yes.
And the one that always gets called out is you can't have alcohol before, like, socially speaking.
Right.
And then everyone goes, well, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. But no one has ever fought that I know of for a 6:03 Arnold Palmer.
Let me be the first. Doesn't it not make sense? Because you have a hot tea, right?
I do have a hot tea.
You have a hot tea. Maybe you put a little bit of lemon in there. It's good for the throat, right? Why wouldn't you have an iced tea with lemonade?
Who would have an iced tea even? Who would have a lemonade at 6:03?
I don't know. But doesn't it sound good now?
A little bit.
That could easily be a morning drink. I could drink.
You so
drink
what would you say?
Juice,
it's
citrus?
Summertime somewhere.
Yeah.
Is that how you kind of fight it?
I think I would. Arnold Palmer could be a morning drink.
Next time I'm on a stupid early flight, like I was coming back from Florida.
Yeah.
And they're like, do you have an Arnold Palmer?
Could I get an Arnold Palmer? Well, that's in a different cart, sir. Well, put it on this cart because
that's in our afternoon cart. This is the morning cart. We don't have that.
Just think about it, lady. It makes a lot of sense. Tea, lemon, yeah.
It's just a lot more lemon.
Or
and
could
cold
you put
tea.
Tea and orange juice together? Would that be good?
Oh, both my cheeks just went
Why?
In.
Why? Why would you do that? It's still citrus.
Yeah, but. Put that down on the old Taste It Tuesday list.
Why are you? Don't squint so hard.
The concept.
I'm going to put sugar in it.
You're going to add. I don't like sweet tea.
What?
I just want the
add
natural.
It to the orange juice.
I want the natural or sweetness of the orange.
Okay, I won't put any sugar in the
tea. I want
a
sun kissed orange, and then I would like a bland iced tea.
What am I going to call it? OJ Palmer?
OJ. I don't know if we want to use his name.
Fair enough.
I think I'd stay away from calling it OJ anything.
We can't call orange juice OJ now.
Not in that context.
No.
Not when you're naming drinks for people. You can't.
Okay.
You can't call it OJ.
Okay.
That's horrible.
It just rolls off the tongue so easy.
It does, though, doesn't it?
Instead of an Arnold Palmer, I'm going to have
an OJ Palmer.
And then people will look at you like, eh?
It's the same drink with a knife in it. You know, it's...
No.
What?
No. The glove didn't fit.
Instead of a coaster, it comes on a glove.
Oh, my God. What have I done?
Our OJ-themed restaurant is taking off.
It was such a pure idea. I had the purest of intentions. Now everything. Oh, man, my dreams. Just like that.
Those are not dreams. Those are nightmares. Those just turned into nightmares.
I just wanted to create a new beverage.
An OJ Palmer?
An OJ Palmer. I'm doubling down on the name. I like it.
We'll stick with it. You can put a little Bloody Mary mix in, too. Just wrap out.
That's a different version.
Oh, my God. Oh.
A Mary Palmer. No. We'll workshop that. We will workshop that later. We got to get to.
But if you've got some iced tea and OJ in the house, have one on us.
Please.
Let us know how it tastes.
Put it together. Let me know how it goes.
An OJ Palmer.
Knock yourself out. Enjoy an OJ Palmer this morning.
Oh, goodness.
And this is wild because I found a list of medieval health tips.
Like leeching?
Yeah. Like back in the day. Olden times, things that we could do. Weirdly enough, it kind of sounds like TikTok health hacks. Follow me? Okay.
Totally. Yeah, I follow doctors, not these people, but what do we got?
In medieval times, they said a vinegar mask for glowing skin. You mix vinegar, flour, oil, and then rub it over your face. It's supposed to give you glowing skin.
I think oil would do that by itself.
Yes, because it's oil.
Yes.
Thank you, Eric.
There's the glow.
There it is.
And probably because isn't vinegar is kind of like an astringent?
Yes.
So your face is going to feel like something's happening.
Something's happening.
But it's not doing anything.
Exactly.
You just made a paste out of oil and flour.
The flour, I don't know why. I just feel like it's staying there.
You just made makeup.
Maybe.
You just kind of made makeup.
It feels like something's happening. This, I think, has been clearly around since medieval times because this was a hack back then, too. The juice cleanse.
What specifically is the juice cleanse?
Well, the juice cleanse.
All juice all the time?
It depends on what kind of cleanse it is. But for the medieval times, it was herbal-infused drinks. So they kind of have different herbs monthly. Like you could have cinnamon, sage, ginger, and that would be a cure for whatever ails you.
Whatever it was.
Whatever it was. Stomach ache, toothache.
Plague?
Yeah, plague.
Have some cinnamon juice.
Use a different kind of herb and then put that in, and that's what you drink, right? That's going to cure you. This one, maybe not so much. This is clearly medieval. Dead vultures.
What do you do with dead vultures?
First of all, you have to catch a vulture. Then it has to be alive.
Start with a live vulture.
Sorry, it's a live vulture.
Step one, live vulture.
You got to say a little prayer while you decapitate it.
Get out of here.
Yeah. People in medieval times thought that vultures' bones, specifically their skulls, could prevent migraines.
How?
It was medieval times.
You grind it up and put it in your cinnamon juice?
It's just good to have and to hold, I guess. Their eyeballs could help if you have sore eyes.
What, do I put their eyes on my eyes?
I don't know.
Wait, have you ever had sore eyes? My eyes.
Maybe I stared at the sun because I didn't know that I wasn't supposed to do that.
I was looking for a vulture. Now my eyes are sore.
I've been vulture hunting for so long.
Oh,
staring up into the sun.
I have a headache. My eyes hurt.
Has that never happened to you here in modern times?
Maybe if I kill this vulture, I'll feel better. I think it was anger. I think it was revenge. That's what it is.
I can't believe these weren't real.
It's a cure that came purely from revenge.
Let's all just recognize that these are like laughable, but if somebody put it in a TikTok.
Guys, you go to a high, high mountain and find a nest.
Do. Look up in the sky. Look, stare into the sun for hours.
See that thing flying around? Don't blink. Lock in. Fixate on it. Then kill it.
And then get you a vulture because that vulture's going to cure.
Get you a vulture.
Get thee a vulture.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Revenge. Revenge is on my mind.
Oh, no. Against who?
My neighbor, Barb and Pam.
Not Barb and Pam.
Barb and Pam.
The best of neighbors.
Not this weekend.
Why?
Cyclone fans.
Oh.
I told you when
a neighborhood divided.
Well, at least along our fence line, along our property line. We pulled into our driveway Tuesday afternoon, already being delayed at the airport in Minnesota.
Yeah.
To see that our brand new elm tree, maple tree out front was decorated like a Christmas tree with Iowa State ornaments.
Mm-mm.
Your face just changed. That's the exact face I had. We then proceed to let the dog out the backyard. Oh, look, there's a cyclone flag draped on my back fence. Barb came over yesterday.
Oh, did she?
A little tap on the window. She's like, hey, I haven't heard anything about the stuff. I said, I mentioned it briefly on the radio yesterday.
Yeah.
She said, well, we were expecting something to happen. And I said, we're working on it.
What are you working on?
I can't tell you. Because they listen.
Oh.
I also.
But you do have revenge
in
mind.
Oh, revenge.
Sweet revenge?
I think it's going to be pretty sweet revenge.
Okay.
We'll see.
Hmm.
That's the plan. I don't have a lot going on tonight. I don't have a lot going on tomorrow. And the game's at 11 o'clock Saturday morning. And I also like the idea.
Oh, no. Idle hands. Barb, you have invited a monster.
I also like the idea of just living in this domain of what and when.
And you don't know when it's going to happen.
They don't know what and they don't know when.
I'm scared for them.
It is friendly neighborhood jarring, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cyclone fan v. Iowa fan.
Yeah.
This is the weekend. They did it to us last year. I don't think we did any. I think last year they just threw a flag up in the backyard.
Sure.
Maybe put a little, I think they put a garden gnome in our backyard.
Yeah.
That had cyclone colors. So we have plan, revenge.
Barb, I'm telling
to
you
be
right
served
now,
up.
He's got a lot of Hawkeye stuff.
Shannon almost went online and ordered more.
What?
I said, just slow down.
Hey, man.
We missed the first game. The big tailgate box hasn't been brought out yet. We got plenty of stuff. Plenty of stuff.
Plenty?
Plenty.
Okay.
Revenge.
Revenge is coming.
On my neighbor. When you least expect it.
When?
They'll know when it happens. Oh, will they?
I'm excited
Looking
and nervous.
Looking forward to a fun game on Saturday.
Yeah, this could be very fun, or things could go south fast.
This could go horribly wrong.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah.
This it's all about how you play it.
I know. I think we're well within the boundary of friendly, spirited competition.
Okay.
When
okay.
it comes to, oh, you're going to do that to my property? Here I come.
You both understand the rules and the way the game is played.
How long does it take dead grass to regrow?
Anyway,
what's on your mind?
Oh, no. Well,
but wouldn't it be weird if you had a Hawkeye burned into your yard?
What?
I'm just thinking things out loud right now. Don't worry about me. Go back to you.
Oh, no. I'm going to take away all of the flames in your home. Now I don't want to tell you because I'm afraid there's going to be some sort of retaliation.
Why? What?
Well, it was a simple conversation, a little dinner table talk. We were talking about everybody's day, and all of a sudden my husband pipes up. He's like, oh, you guys should tell mom about our conversation on the way to school.
Yeah.
This morning. And I was like, oh, what were you guys talking about? Were you guys talking about our three-song showdown? Because you, me, and producer Ben are going head-to-head with our three catchiest songs.
Yes.
Like, oh, yeah, well, we started talking about that, and then we started talking about your voices. Like, what do you mean? Well, they proceeded to rank their favorite voices on Z102.9.
They did?
They did.
Oh, this is dangerous territory.
This is very dangerous territory, Eric, and very dangerous for me as I jump in thinking, of course, mommy's number one, right? Wrong.
What?
Wrong.
Who's number one?
I was like, how am I not number one on your list? I'm your mother. And
your voice was in their womb.
That's what
or
I
your
said.
Womb, I guess.
That's my womb. Yeah, I was the first voice that you heard. And ever since you started hearing, it was me.
Yes.
It was this voice. It's soothing. It's calming. And she's like, that. It's that voice there when you get upset and when you get a little too excited. That is what slid you into second place.
You are in second place?
In second place. To Dancing Eric Hansen.
Me!
The winner of my kids' favorite voice on
yes!
Z102.9.
Oh, I love your children.
Congratulations. Really? Because I have a bone to pick with my
Just
children.
Just remind me when their birthdays are, because I got to send them a card.
And sometimes names.
And which one's which?
Congratulations, I guess, on your victory.
So that means Ben's third.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on
Z102.9. Yesterday, the Believe in CR Schools Committee formally presented 6,623 petition signatures to the Cedar Rapids School Board. The requirement to get on the ballot was 5,357. So crush that number. So there will be a referendum, a bond referendum, on the November 4th ballot for the Cedar Rapids Community School District. Funding from the bond will be allocated to numerous projects across Kennedy, McKinley, Wilson, and Roosevelt. If voters approve the plan, it would cost the average Cedar Rapids homeowner about $7.47 a month. We have a new theme already for next year's Iowa State Fair. Of course, something very big is happening in the United States next year.
Oh, that's right.
It is the 250th birthday of this lovely land of ours. So they're going back and paying homage to 1976. That year was the Spirit of Iowa 76. They've reworked it a little bit. So this upcoming state fair theme is called Fair Spirit.
Okay.
Based on your response,
spirit?
But extra fair spirit, I guess, for 2026.
So the original is 1976 was what?
The Spirit of Iowa 76 was the 200th birthday of America. For
and this
250.
One is fair spirit.
Fair spirit. We got spirit. Yes, we do. We got spirit. How about you? And we could shout
it. Fair spirit. Da, 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 da. Yeah.
Fair spirit. Take that, Missouri.
In your face. I'd like to see Missouri's face when we start cheering that
What's your theme? Next year's fair will highlight our heritage, honor earlier generations, and dream of future innovations with fair spirit. The 2026 Iowa State Fair begins August 13th and will run through August the 23rd. What's got us feeling all right? Releaf Cedar Rapids and Trees Forever are celebrating how far we've come as a community in tree planting since the derecho. So they're going to throw a party in the park at Beaver.
Lovely.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, at the Big Pavilion, 6 till 8 p.m. It's basically a community block party in a park. Hot dogs? Snacks, refreshments, games,
Whoa.
DJ.
What?
No RSVP, just show up.
Wow.
Yeah. Thanks. There'll be a lot of information about
trees.
It's a tree party.
Wow.
It's a tree party with hot dogs.
Ain't no party like a tree party.
Because a tree party don't stop.
Ow, ow. But does it 8?
It does in the wintertime and at 8 o'clock when it loses its leaves.
8 p.m.
But then it comes back.
That sounds fun, though.
Ain't no party like a tree party.
Let's
tree party.
Do celebrate how great
Heck
we've
yeah.
done, because we've done a lot of work to try to get that canopy back.
And when you are continuing to just remind people of why we are still doing this, you got to pause, celebrate, and get back to work.
Yep.
So it's just a moment to say thanks to everybody. I think I got another text from CR News Now of tree availability. So that is always ongoing, which is also awesome. And you will learn a lot more about how you can help and take part. So, yeah, get out and celebrate with Releaf Cedar Rapids and Trees Forever coming up tomorrow in Beaver.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors. Z102.9.
Coming up on September the 20th, that will be the last farmer's market of the year, of the season. We would ask you pause your shopping, swing over to Green Square, and make sure you're standing there with a bowl of cereal in your hand, which we're going to provide. And on the count of three, everybody takes a bite at the same time. We are going for another world record.
That is our goal. 2,000 people, that would crush the record. And we would like to crush that record, bring the title of Cereal Town USA to Cedar Rapids. We deserve the national recognition.
We do. And this might just be the first step in celebrating cereal in this town, which I don't think we do a good job of, quite frankly.
No, not enough.
We
right?
celebrate a smell by talking about it, by buzzing about it, by making t-shirts about it. But the actual idea that Quaker, oatmeal, which is a cereal.
Yeah.
Now, Captain Crunch, our friends at General Mills, just down the hill from where we are. All of those products made right here. Let's celebrate some cereal, and let's do it by crushing a world record, and we need your help.
We do need a little bit of help. We want to know that you are willing to step up to the plate. You are willing to take on this challenge with us to be a part of a world record. Just register. Let us know that you are coming, and you're going to be there Saturday, September 20th. Go to KZIA.com and sign up.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
I had no idea they were working on this project, but they've been working on a Michael Jackson biopic, which, oh my goodness, the music alone, huge, right?
Just play the videos.
Exactly. All the music videos back to back.
That's the biopic.
That's your biopic. There it is. But there's a lot of ground to cover, right? Michael Jackson's whole life. Coleman Domingo is involved in the project. He's actually playing Michael Jackson's father, Joe. It's just called Michael, by the way. And Coleman Domingo has been talking about this project, and he's saying that Michael's kids, Paris and Prince, have been really supportive of the project, that they've been trying to work with, the estate,
yeah.
and trying to make sure everything is accurate. But there's a lot of ground to cover, right? Paris Jackson says Coleman Domingo is basically lying. She said, I was not involved aside from giving feedback on the first draft. And then I gave my feedback to production and they told me that they were not going to address my notes at all. So I just butted out. This is clearly not my project.
So there's a lot of players in this game, right? Like the kids could have an opinion,
yeah.
but maybe legally aren't bound to this because the deal was made with the estate,
right?
And it could be a trustee or somebody else who's controlling those decisions. But yes, Domingo's got the information wrong. Right?
Clearly. I mean, he heard that she approved a draft, but it wasn't really approved. She had some notes to give back. She says that this narrative is being controlled. There's a lot of inaccuracy. There's a lot of just full-blown lies in the narrative. She said, I prefer honesty over sales and monetary gain. I kind of just don't want anything to do with this. I'm just going to keep minding my business.
It's going to be like a big screen thing or it's going to... Okay.
Expected to hit theaters April 24th of next year.
All right.
So still in production, still being worked on. We'll see what we get.
I just don't understand how you could get the project this far. And then the family's like, nope, that's a lie. Well, then stop it.
But clearly they must have signed off on it, right? They said, go ahead, make a movie. So, how do we get that
and
so wrong?
Controversy sells tickets, right?
It does. And there's a lot of controversies just within Michael's own life.
Oh, for sure.
Right? So it's going to be a hard
a lot
story
of moving
to
pieces.
Tell. Yeah. But we have known actor Denzel Washington for years. And just when we think we know the guy, maybe we don't. Because apparently he's another one of those people where we haven't quite been saying his name correctly.
Is it Denzel?
Yes.
It is?
It is.
Because you want to know my other guess?
Huh.
Washington.
That was my guess, that you add the R in Washington.
Did you grow up south of Iowa City where half the population calls it Washington?
Then your name is Denzel
Washington.
No,
so it's Denzel?
No, it is not Denzel. It's Denzel. So the accent on the den.
Almost on the N.
Denzel. Denzel. Denzel.
How did we get that one wrong?
Well, it's his mom's fault because he and his dad had the same name. And she got tired of calling for Denzel. And they would both like, what? Huh? What? Who are you talking to?
So one's Denzel.
Yes. So she started saying it Denzel. Denzel. When she needed her son. And Denzel. When she was talking to her husband.
I think we could keep it Denzel, then.
I think we can keep it however we want, especially since we have just been corrected now.
We're what? He's going to do a movie a year at this point, right?
Yeah.
I think we're fine.
We're fine. A few months ago, Drake posted a photo of himself, little shirt off, showing off some great abs, and a huge bar, by the way. The picture he took in the picture of like a home bar.
Yeah.
So there's a mirror on the back of the bar, lots and lots of alcohol, and then Drake, sweaty, glistening after a workout, and some impossibly chiseled abs. He looks like he photoshopped or it doesn't look quite real. There's something off about the
photo.
Like
illustrated on.
Yes, yes. People started accusing him of faking the photo, either Photoshop, or maybe he had a cosmetic procedure.
Can you get ab implants?
Yeah.
Do you have the guy's number?
I do not.
Go on.
Drake came clean on how he pulled it off, and it was fake.
Oh, really?
It was. So, basically, he said, I came home from the gym. I was sweaty. The sweat is true, people, okay? The glisten is real. And to take the photo, I heightened the saturation, something in that.
Yeah.
Kind of clears up all of the definition and the abs when you saturate. He's like, maybe I think I hit it too hard. They don't actually look like that.
To be fair, I don't know why I'm defending him. That technically isn't photoshopping. That's color editing.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Eric's on Drake's side.
Guys. I'm Team Drake here.
Yeah.
He did not draw them on. He did not reshape them. He did not use the little magic lasso erase tool.
He's just enhancing what God gave him.
He's just drawing attention. By saturation.
Okay. Incredible lighting at that, like the angles
yes!
and the mirror. Yeah.
All of the above.
And saturate.
But it's what he's working with, what God gave him.
I'm going to try to saturate more photos because, oh my goodness, I can get abs just by clicking
saturation. Yeah. It's the ab filter.
Okay. That's what we like to call
Z's sleaze.
Hey, counselor. You ready to dive into this case of the cereal box approach at my house?
That I am, because we both apparently approach boxes of cereal differently. And we can't let cereal tear us apart. Not right now.
No, this case started a few months ago. I had bought a product at an international grocery store. It was a brand new type of tea. And I wasn't going to have the new box of tea until I finished my old box of tea. And I thought that was pretty logical. And you were giving me some grief about that.
That shocked me because I don't do that with my tea. I've got multiple boxes of tea. I might want to have a different flavor at a different time. And I do the same approach with my cereal boxes.
Nope, and I do not. I go one cereal at a time.
Really? I do the same thing with cereal.
You only have one box of cereal open at a time?
Yes. Got to finish the box and then I move to the next box.
What?
Why? Yes. I don't want, no, because then you get three boxes that never get finished. So I think my argument's that, which is freshness and nature versus nurture. I was brought up this way. Household of three boys, we didn't want to waste money because you would want the most recent cereal for the toy. Mm. You would dig in, you'd have maybe a bowl, and then it would never get touched. So the rule in the Hansen household was one cereal among all three boys. We rotated who got to pick the next one, but until that box was empty, mom's not getting a new box of cereal.
At all?
No. And that carried all the way through to our household now. Shannon and I have, I like a good sweet cereal.
Yeah.
Right? I grew up on all of that stuff. And I only will do a box at a time because I will also be guilty of opening one and then I'll get bored with it and then I would buy another one and then I end up throwing away two boxes of cereal. What a waste of money. So I have to stay true to whoever I brought to the cereal dance. So until that box is done, no new box of cereal open in my house on my side of the shelf. Shannon has hers. One box at a time rule applies there as
and
well.
It's usually grape nuts.
It's either grape nuts or shredded wheat, and I don't understand. Again, nature versus nurture. I think that is 100% normal. I don't think there's anything weird about that. I eat one box of cereal at a time, and I think that's how we should all do it. I rest my case. It's pretty simple. It's cut and dry.
I guess I was raised completely differently. We had four kids at our house growing up, and it was just kind of open box chaos. We had a lazy Susan that was full of stuff. I looked at my pantry today because I still do it this way, where we have multiple boxes of cereal all open at the same time. You never know which one you're going to pick. In my cabinet right now, we've got Life cereal. We've got Cap'n Crunch peanut butter.
Mm.
Fruit Loops.
That might be my next one box.
Raisin Bran.
Oh, you have Fruit Loops too?
Yeah.
Oh.
And there's a brand new Wednesday themed cereal.
Oh, that's fun.
That's fun. It's topical. It's new. And the second part of season two just dropped. So we got to celebrate, right?
Well, the way I eat cereal, I would probably miss that opportunity.
Because you wouldn't get through the box.
It would pass me by.
I have to seize it now. That is a topical thing. I need it right now in my life. And we need to eat it right now because that's when things are going on right now. Having more boxes of cereal, it promotes variety. And variety is, say it with me, the spice of life.
I'm going to prove to you, phone lines are open right now, 200-1029, that more people think like me than like you.
I don't think so. I think that we all know that we're all unique creatures, and you might not feel like having one type of cereal each day until you finish the box.
You know what? Sometimes life isn't fair, and this is one of those isn't fair rules, but that's the way it goes.
Why being unfair to yourself?
You know what? You make sacrifices. You grow through pain, Claire. You grow through pain.
So do you grow through pain or do you enjoy life?
Who's going to win their case today? Claire or Eric? Jury in a hurry on Z102.9.
All right, let's see who agrees with me on this one.
I hope they don't.
Jury in a hurry. One box, multiple box. That's all we need to know.
Multiple boxes because my fiance is allergic to cinnamon and I love Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Couldn't Whoa. Live without Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Don't marry him. Okay. Jury in a hurry. One box, multiple boxes. How do you do it in your house?
Multiple. Total free-for-all.
Free-for-all? Oh, yeah. My God. The chaos.
You never know what you're going to get.
Hey, it's Jury in a hurry. Boxes of cereal or box of cereal?
Boxes, we got about 20. I'm team Claire.
Get out of here, 20?
Oh, 20?
God, my head just exploded. Thank you, caller.
Chaos. I love it.
Jury in a hurry, we're talking cereal, one box at a time or multiple in your household?
Yeah, sorry, Eric. It's definitely Claire, multiple
are
choices.
You multiple boxes. Yes,
I started this by saying you won't believe the number of people who are going to agree with me.
And so far, we have not met them.
I would like to meet one. Jury in a hurry, boxes of cereal or one box at a time? How do you do it in your house?
two to three at a time.
Give
you just
a
never
break.
Know what you're feeling that day.
Exactly. Oh. You don't know what the day is going to bring. Maybe I'm feeling like raisins today. Maybe I'm feeling like cinnamon.
Nobody understand the sacrifice of cereal one at a time.
Sacrifice.
I'm going to blow your mind when I get 7 calls in a row.
I can't wait to meet someone who agrees with you.
Jury in a hurry. How are you doing cereal in your house?
Multiple boxes. Eric, you're a monster.
Concerning
behavior.
Stop picking on me.
Monster Eric Hansen.
Gosh. You know, that sounds like a guy with a lot of kids. That's what that sounds like right there. You need this call to win. Let's find out.
That
Jury in a hurry.
Call.
Multiple boxes, one box. Oh,
we lost
that call.
Them.
Oh, good. I'm still alive.
You're still alive.
Jury in a hurry. Multiple boxes or one? How are you doing at breakfast at your house?
Multiple boxes.
Yeah. Multiple boxes. And with that, a quick clean sweep.
That was a quick clean sweep.
It was a quick clean sleep. I can't go to sleep
because of a quick clean sweep.
I can't speak. I'm just so excited. Thank you, everybody, with your multiple boxes of cereal.
Go enjoy your stale cereal, everybody.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble
on Z102.9.
Nobody did say it was going to be easy. That's why they went straight to AI and asked ChatGPT, what are the 3 catchiest songs of all time? But if you don't stop and think about it yourself, what's going to happen to our brains, people?
Yeah, our brains, people.
So we stopped. The Morning Scramble, not afraid to use a little brain power.
Well, I tell you what, the sound of the horn.
And that is the horn. Oh, it's not done? I'm so sorry, sir.
No, when we end things here, it is a dramatic French horn ending. Okay, that means voting is officially done.
You know what that sound means, friends.
No, we're voting.
No, I don't.
Okay, we are now ready for producer Ben to provide us the results in our 3-song showdown.
Do you think the laugh reacts were meant for me?
Battle.
There were a couple of reactions.
If it helps add your vote,
I'll take credit for
the laugh emoji. Okay.
Laugh emoji right. was not one of the options, but there were several
that
laugh
gets me
emoji
to 10, then.
Reactions.
That gets him to 10
on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
All right, we're coming in at 10 votes.
Producer Ben.
He cracked 10.
I can't believe you got 10 people to agree with you on the Star Spangled Banner being the catchiest song of all time.
I couldn't be the only one that thought that.
Clearly, you're not the only one.
I think you are.
But you few are in the minority.
I think Fresh Prince of Bel-Air helped you out immensely.
A lot.
Okay, so it comes down to my list, Staying Alive, Mambo Number 5 in Mbop 321, or Claire's list.
My list, Mambo Number 5, I'll agree with you on that. Call Me Maybe at number 2, or my number 1 catchiest song of all time, Sweet Caroline.
You guys both had a lot of like for your lists.
A lot of like, but who had the most love?
Claire.
Claire!
Woo! Ba, ba, ba.
How do you feel?
So good! So good! So good! Oh, man! This is the sweetest victory! Bop, bop, bop! Yeah, that is a bop.
That's a catchy little victory there.
It is.
Well, congratulations. Man. Taking the win.
Thank you.
Catchiest songs of all time.
Woo!
So says Claire in Eastern Iowa.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at kzia.com.
Okay, have a good day.